You're listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm David Hyde.
And I'm Marcy Silman. Washington State Insurance Commissioner Mike Kreidler wants to make sure people who buy plans through the Washington Health Exchange know exactly what they're getting. So Kreidler's implemented a new rule for insurance companies that sell plans through the exchange. It comes in response to consumer complaints during the recent open enrollment period. Consumers said it was tough to tell the difference between plans, specifically what would be covered and where it would be covered. Commissioner Kreidler says the new rule will require insurance companies to make it easier for consumers to tell the differences between plans.
The rule provides transparency for consumers when they're going to wind up purchasing health insurance so that they know who are the doctors and hospitals that are in network for that particular plan that they're looking at wanting to buy. It also provides information about the drug formulary that goes with that particular plan. So it makes the shopping experience much easier for consumers, and it's something that has been a real frustration for consumers during this first year, and we're hoping that this rule will really help to provide some light on what has been very complex and difficult for consumers.
So essentially, what you're telling me is that when consumers were shopping on the exchange when it opened last fall, not all of this information was easily available to them?
That's correct. I mean, I think there were ways you could get the information, but it was very, very clumpy. It was very difficult to really figure it out. And one of the big changes with healthcare reform is that consumers have a real responsibility when they buy their own health insurance for themselves to be more sophisticated when they make decisions about buying insurance. But that only works if the information's available to them.
There is some kind of stipulation in this rule that there be a choice of providers. Let's just talk about basic care, for example, in rural areas or in areas that maybe don't have as many providers as Seattle does, for example. Did you draw a geographic ring that mandates that each exchange plan have a set number of choices for consumers?
88% of the people in the state of Washington are going to be in the urban definition of how close providers have to be. For 12% of the population that are really in very rural areas, you have a very different environment. You have fewer providers. You have health insurers that are not anxious about entering those markets because there aren't a lot of people and because it's difficult to do contracting with providers. But we've tried to adjust the rules in such a way that we can encourage competition into those rural areas at the same time making sure we maintain the quality and access to services. And that's part of the big part of this rule, too, is to make sure that carriers that make a commitment and a promise to provide services, they have to be able to show us that they actually can deliver on those. So that if you buy an insurance policy, you want to make sure that there's going to be a hospital and a doctor that you're going to be able to see, and it's going to be in network, so you really truly hold down your costs.
What do you need to see from the insurers to prove that they are providing that access?
We will make sure that the plans that are submitted to us by the health insurers are going to be ones that help to protect consumers, guaranteeing that they will have reasonable access. And that's part of what we're looking forward to in the future, too, is that you have the ability now as a part of the shopping experience, particularly inside the exchange, and that is that you can do real comparisons as to the availability of providers, satisfaction of consumers with a particular plan, so that you have more information available to you before you make your decision to buy.
Now, Commissioner Kreidler, you did mention that you could find this information if you were a very diligent shopper. How will it be presented now so that it's going to be easier to find?
We regulate insurers, and the insurers are facing the obligation now to make this readily available and keep it up to date when it comes to their network of providers so that you really know who are the doctors and hospitals? What's the drug formulary for this particular plan? Which drugs are in it? As a part of this rule, they have an obligation now to make sure that that's readily available to people who are interested in buying. And I would hope that the exchange will go forward and make this something where, as part of the shopping experience, when you have a question like this, they will develop a link then to the health insurer's information that they're now required to provide.
When does this take effect?
This takes effect, I think it's the 26th of this month, and so it'll be in effect then for the 2015 filings, which we will start to receive in a matter of days now. As we get that information and we approve those plans for 2015, we want to make sure that the carriers that are in there aren't shortchanging consumers, that they made the information readily available so consumers can make smart decisions.
So this doesn't affect plans that already were part of the exchange? It's not retroactive, in other words?
No, it's not retroactive. This would be in effect for 2015 filings. And those, the open enrollment for that begins the 15th of November of this year for plans that would be in effect as of the January 1st of 2015.
Mike Kreidler is Washington State Insurance Commissioner. His new rule requires insurance companies to include a specified number of in-network providers in each plan level, but it's up to the insurance companies to negotiate costs with the providers and to decide which providers to include in the networks. High-cost specialty facilities like Seattle Children's Hospital say they aren't even invited to the negotiating table. Children's filed a lawsuit against the Office of the Insurance Commissioner in October. That lawsuit is still pending. It's The Record. I'm Marcy Silman with David Hyde.